So just to speak out, one ha'ara, one reidbayt, as it relates to Truma Bezanazah, and this is a foundational reidbayt, because it's really a Shita Sarambam. It's a Shita Sarambam, and it's a very, very important Shita Sarambam, because it's really negeya many, many different sugyas ashas. So we had a machloikis in the Gemara. Truma Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon, a Truma Bezman Hazeh, the Oy Raisa. So what's the halacha? The Rambam, in the end of the first perik in Hilchos Trumos, it's perik Aleph Halacha Chavav Paskins. Quote, Hatruma bezman hazeh, truma nowadays, v'afilu b'makoyim shechziku oylei bavel, even in the places where the oylei bavel were machzik, meaning Eretz Yisrael, v'afilu b'mei Ezra, even during the times of Ezra, meaning even if we're not having this conversation today, but we're having this conversation in the times of Ezra, when there was a Beis HaMikdash. That truma, eina min ha-toyre ela medivrei, is only a truma de Rabbanon, but there's no truma midei raisa. It's again, ha-truma bizman hazeh, says the Rambam. Truma nowadays, even in Eretz Yisrael, but not only nowadays as in the Golos, but even bizman she-Beis HaMikdash ha-yekayim bimei Ezra, second Beis HaMikdash, eina min ha-toyre, it is not truma min ha-Torah, ela medivreim, all it is truma derabbanon. Why, says the Rambam, she'in lecha truma shal toiler, ela be'eretz Yisrael, because the only time this truma de'raisa is if, number one, you're in Eretz Yisrael, that we all know, u'bizman she'yiu kol Yisrael sham, and at the time that all the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. So if all the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, then there's going to be a chi of truma mid-de'raisa. Says the Rambam, how do I know that? She'nemar, because the pasuk says, ki savoyu. And we learn from the words Kisavayu Bias Kulchem that you need all the Yidden to be there. Kishahayu biyerusha rishayinu, like it was in the time of the first base hamikdash. Ukemoyshe hin asidim lachza biyerusha shlishes, and the way it's going to be kshibana base hamikdash b'meher biyameinu. Abeloi kishahayu biyerusha shnia, not like it was in the times of the second base hamikdash. Shehoisa bimei Ezra, which was in the times of Ezra. Shehoisa bias miksasan, where there were only some of the Yidden living there. Ulefichach lechayva oisa min ha-toyra, and it's for that reason, says the Rambam, that bizman hazeh and even bizman bayesheni, there was no chiv truma midday raisa. The Rambam continues and says, v'chein yiruli I hold shehu adim b'maistres. The same is true for maistres. She'ein chayovim behem bezman hazeh. There's no chiyuv maistres bezman hazeh. El medevrein. The whole chiyuv is only going to be a chiyuv derabanan kitruma, just like truma. So this is one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, where the Rambam says that there's a sugi in Shas, truma bezman hazeh, derabanan deraisa, the Rambam's machriya, and the Rambam paskins that truma bezman hazeh is midrabanan. And then the Rambam adds, and he says, not only bezman hazeh and golus is truma derabanan, but even when there was a second Beis HaMikdash, even then Truma was the Rabbanon. What do you mean? There was a second Beis HaMikdash. There was Zichr Kedushas Haaretz then. So if there was Kedushas Haaretz, so how could Truma then have only been mid Rabbanon? The Torah says, because the Rambam holds that the only time Yechayv and Trumas, and Chen Yirali Shuad in Maisris, is when you have Kisavayu. And Kisavayu means Bias Kulchem Kishahayu Biyerusha Rishoyna. Like it was in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, where all the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael, Ukamoyshe Nasidon Lachse Biyerusha Shalishas. And the way it's going to be again, kishe yibana beis hamikdash. But as it relates to bizman bayesheni, the chi of truma had to have been a chi of the rabban. Now, just to explain the Rambam with an extra noifach, and that is, we know there's a machloikis throughout Shas. One of the makaris is today's daf, where the kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel asalave, or kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalave. The Rambam paskins in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira that kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalave. The Rambam famously differentiates between kedushas Eretz Yisrael and kedushas Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash, makrivin afal pishein bayis. But as it relates to kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're discussing now. The Rambam holds kedusha rishon was kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalave. However, the Rambam says that when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael to mtsveitamol, he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael since Veitamol. And that Kedusha was a Kedusha Shniya, and Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Lashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavi. And then the Rambam famously says a whole Shtekel Torah, what's the difference in Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya? By the way, we spoke about this not long ago when we said over the Meshech Chachma, or Meir Simcha, who said a Geshmak Svaro, what the difference is in Machshava between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya. But that is the Rambam Shita. The Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Lashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavi, and Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Lashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavi. So the emes is, if the Rambam holds Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Lashaita v'Kitchel Asad Lavoi, Shtelzach the Shaila, how could the Rambam pass Kedusha Shniya as the Rabbanon? And Achinami, there's no Kedusha Rishayna. And Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Asalavis. So I'm just restating the obvious. The Teretz is the Rambam just explained himself. Because the Rambam held that the only time Yechayv and Shumas of Maestris is if Kol Klal Yisrael is there. And being that we don't have the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael today, so it's for that reason, Kedusha Shniya, it could be Kitchel Asalavis, but you're not going to be Yechayv and Shumas of Maestris. In fact, the Rambam himself says that even Bizman Bayesheni, where it was Kitchel Shaita, so of course it was Kaddish. Even then the Rambam held that Shumas and Isis would only be Midrabana. Thus says, according to the Rambam, Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Asal Avay. So Hayoim today, Eretz Yisrael has the requisite Kedusha it needs to be Chayv and Shumas and Isis. There's not a Kedusha problem. You know what the problem is? The Rambam holds, there's a Din Kisavayu, Bias Kulchem, you need all Klal Yisrael to be there, and if you don't have all Klal Yisrael there, then the halach is you're not going to be Chayv and Shumas and Isis. The Rambam says it's been a gay Shumas Manazeh, as in today in the 21st century of the Common Era, but it's also true, says the Rambam, as it relates to Bimei Ezra Alein. Bimei Ezra, the Rambam Shita was, it was no of Chumas u'Maisris Midday Raisa. Now, this Rambam's a Chiddush. The reason this Rambam's a Chiddush is because it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. The Rambam's saying something so big, and it's not Mefurish. Not only that, the Rambam has a Jerusha. Shenemar ki savayu. Bias kulchem. The Rambam kumtach fin adrosha. Adrosha that the Rambam made up. Because it's really not Mefurish in a Pasuk anywhere. But the emes is, even though it's not mafurish anywhere, that Trumas and Maestris requires Kol Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. But there is a similar Gemara. There's a Gemara Masech, there's Ksubis, Daf Chofei Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking not about Truma, the Gemara over there is talking about Chala. And the Gemara says, quote, it's the middle of a Braisa, Yochol Mishenichtnesu La, Shnayim Ushloisha Miraglin. It's discussing when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time. There was a mitzvah of challah. Says the Gemara Yochel, you would think, as soon as two or three meraglim already entered Eretz Yisrael. So maybe at that point, there would already be a chi of challah, Talmud Loimar. It says in the Pasuk, in the parish of challah, bivoyachem. It says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'mar toleim, bivoyachem ala oretz asherni, maybe ask him shalma, and it's talking about challah. And we learn from there, bivias kulchem amarti, v'loi bivias miktaschem. When all of Klal Yisrael is going to be there, that's when you're going to be chayv in challah. But when only miktsnas of the Yidden are going to be there, then you're not going to be chayv in challah. V'chiaskinu Ezra, when Ezra came in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, says the Brayis alav kulusala. Not all the Yidden were there, and as a result, there was no chiyav chala. So really, the Rambam's halach is a mafurish gemara. Ksubis chafei periko isha shemes armala tucked away. But at the same time, the gemara there was talking about chala. The gemara was talking about truma and maestris. So the mafurish and Rambam say that l'chayra what the Rambam meant and the makar to the Rambam. Is he had this Gemara in Ksuvas Chafet. But the Rambam was just shtelling too. And the Rambam held that just like you see by Chala the such halacha, so it's Mistabra that by Truma you'd also have this halacha. And what's the Makar to the Mistabra of the Rambam? Because we know that Truma and Chala are very, very similar. Truma is to Peris, what Chala is to grains, and vice versa. And as a result, that's essentially the way the Mefarshim explained the Rambam. What about Meiser? So Meiser, it's true, the Rambam didn't have such a good Makar to Meiser. Because the Rambam had a Makar, a Gemara for Chala, a Tzushtal to Truma, but what about Meiser? So what did the Rambam say? If you look at Lashoni, Azov Shal HaRambam, the Rambam said, V'chein Yirali, Shehu Adin B'Meisris. Why is it a V'chein Yirali a Meiser? Because the Rambam Daka doesn't have a Makar for Meiser. He only has a Makar for Truma, because Truma and Chala is one and the same. They're both racious. They both have Kedusha, they're both Asa Lazar, they both have a Chiv Misa, they both have to be given to the Kayanim, they both have to be eaten by the Kayanim. But for Meiser, the Rambam doesn't really have a Makar. It's just a V'chein Yirali. And what's the Yirali? So the Mefarshei Rambam saying, it's Mestaber, the Rambam Elder. It's not Mestaber that Truma and Meiser have such different Gedarim, even though they're physically different, but that the Mechayiv of them should be so different. One needs bias chulchem and one doesn't. Chumas and maestris is one peckle. And as a result, it's mistabed that'd be the same. And that's the Rambam's v'chein yirali. But the bottom line is, that's Pashup Shan in the Rambam. There is, however, a little bit of an issue with the Pashup Shan in the Rambam. You know what the problem is? The Rambam quoted a pasuk, Shenemar ki savoyu. And if the Rambam meant this Gemara in Ksubas Chafei, he should have said, Shenemar bivayachem. That's the word that the Gemara mentions in Ksubas Chafei, and that's the word that is mentioned in the parish of Chala. The Rambam doesn't bring that. The Rambam says, Shenemar ki savayu. You know where it says ki savayu in the Torah? It says it by Shvius. Shvius is state ki savayu. So the Andrew before Shem Rambam that say that the Rambam must have held That's just like there's a din by chala b'vayachem. And what does it mean? It's a brisa b'vias kulchem amarti v'loy b'vias mitzaschem. When it says kisavoyu by shvius is the same halacha. That shvius is only midai raisa when it's b'vias kulchem v'loy b'vias mitzaschem. And the Rama was telling to truma not to the b'vayachem of chala, but to the kisavoyu of shvius. Why? This is already, this Rambam has so many layers to it. But either way, a machloik is pashup shot, had to understand the Rambam. Now, that second shot is fascinating. Because that second shot would mean that the Rambam sheet is that Shvius Bismarazah is only the Rabbanon. Which, Vahadvar Matikin, Kiyodua, was a point of major debate. Could you rely on the Shtar Mechira today in Eretz Yisrael on Shvius? Could you not? And really, what it boils down to is Shvius Bismarazah, they rise in the Rabbanon. And if the Rambam meant Kisavayu, then this would be a Makar al Kaponim that the Rambam sheet is that Shvius Bismarazah is the Rabbanon. And famously, it's a big debate what the Rambam sheet was as it relates to Shvius Bismarazah. But this Rambam would seem to be one of the Marmakoimis. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Asadlava, he's still Truma and Maisub is Manazez at the Rabbanon. Why? Because there's a din of Bias Kulchem. You have to have all of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're not going to have all of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, this is not going to be the halacha. Just like you find it in Ksubas Chavhei by Chala, and it could be that's also the halacha by Shvius, that is a Tanaya Bias Kulchem, and even though it doesn't say Bevayachim, doesn't say Kisavayu by Truma and Maisers, but the Ram held is true by Truma, the Chen Yerali, the Ram held that it's going to be true by Maiser as well. Stating that, there's many kashas that the Rishonim and the Achrayim ask on the Shita Saram, just to get a feel, a little bit of a flavor for the Ramam Shita, it's just Kedai to very, very quickly mention three of the Ha'aris. The first is the Ravid. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Loi Kivein Lahalacha Yafa. I don't think the Rambam got the right halacha. The Rambam paskin shum mizmanazed the Rabbanon says the Ravid like kivin la halacha yafa. Why? Da kaimel on Rabbi Yochanan because we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Da amra biyavamis truma bizmanazed da iraisa because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in our sugyan perikaral that truma bizmanazed da iraisa. What's made the Ravid to frage? The Ravid means to ask that in our sugya, today's daf, yesterday's daf, uzmachleikus Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, whether Truma's man says the Raisa or Truma's man says the Rabbanon. Rish Lakish held Truma's man says the Rabbanon. Amalei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, you hold Truma's man says the Rabbanon? No! Truma's man says the Raisa. So it seems to be a machleikus Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. And being that whenever there's machleikus Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon. So based on that, the Rambam should have paskin that Truma's man says the Raisa. So freak the Ravid, how could the Rambam paskin Truma's man says the Rabbanon? Doesn't Rabbi Yechonon hold Truma Bismanazer is the Eraisa, and if that's Rabbi Yechon and Shita, the Rambam should have passed like Rabbi Yechon and Keneged Rish Lakish. So again, we're not going to go into this, but what's the Muscho Rishon? We just learned the Gemara. We learned it 20 minutes ago. It's true Rabbi Yechon holds that Truma Bismanazer is the Eraisa, but the Gemara was very clear. He meant it only in Rabbi Yossi. He never said it according to the Chachamim. So it's true there's a Rabbi Yochanan in our sugi that holds Truma Bismanazah as the Raisa, but there's also Rabbi Yochanan in our sugi that holds Truma Bismanazah as the Rabbanah. What's the pshat in the Ravid's Hasaga? Zochtekasa Mishnah, it's Pasha. It's because Rabbi Yochanan said, Vanod Amrik Rabbi Yossi. And as we mentioned, that is a Shiloh what he meant when he said, Vanod Amrik Rabbi Yossi. Did he mean I'm being Mefarish Rabbi Yossi? Or did he mean I hold like Rabbi Yossi? Either way, again, we're not getting into this, but this is the first Kasha. The Kasha that the Ravid is Masag on the Rambam, you have to start with the Ravid's Hasaga. And that is, how could the Rambam pass in Truma's Man said the Rabbanon, L'cher was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and whenever it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Shumas Manazed Eiraisa, the Rambam should have passed Shumas Manazed Eiraisa. That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha is the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha. Kesem Mishnah asks, from this sugya, he says, I don't understand. We went to Gemara. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan held Shuma Bismanazed is the Raisa. Fake the Gemara from a Raisa where Rabbi Yochanan Shumas Manazed is the Rabbanon. What says you're right? Really, Rabbi Yochanan understands as a Rabbanon Shita that whole Truma is Manazed the Rabbanon, and that's why he was Mefarish that Braisa that way. But when Rabbi Yochanan said Truma is Manazed the Raisa, he meant it in Rabbi Yossi. Where do you see Rabbi Yossi holds Truma is Manazed the Raisa? So the Gemara said it's a Rabbi Yossi and Seder Oilam. It's a Seder Oilam, man Seder Oilam, Rabbi Yossi, and it's Seder Oilam you see Truma is Manazed the Raisa. Where do you see it? What do you say? Asher yarshu aviseha v'yarishta. Yerusha rishayna v'shniya yeshlam v'shlisha sayin lehem. What you see in this braisa is, we went through this when we learned the daf, is that k'tusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asadlavai. K'tusha shniya kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asadlavai. Therefore, even though there was a rishayna, he needed a shniya. But once he had a shniya, he didn't need a shlisha. And this said the Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan's Makar, that Rabbi Yossi holds Truma Bismanazeh is the Raisa, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said what almost seems unthinkable that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Shita is that an Adroiganus is a Vaday Zohar, right? Coming full circle in the Sukkah. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam, Just because Rabbi Yossi holds the Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azalavai, does noch nicht kein Raya that he holds Truma Bezman Azaz Dei Reise. Varai, the Rambam himself holds Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azayt of Kitchel Azalavai, yet he holds Truma Bezman Azaz Dei Rabbana. How do you know that? Das doch der Rambam Shita, because he holds Bias Kulchen. So if that's the case, Freit the Kasef Mishnah, a bomb Kasha. What was Rabbi Yochanan's raya from Rabbi Yossi? That he holds Truma Bezman Azaz Dei Reise because he holds Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azayt of Kitchel Azalavai. Just because he holds Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azayt of Kitchel Azalavai, that in and of itself is not a raya that he holds that Truma Bezman Azaz Dei Reise. Well, Oilam, he could hold Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azalavai, but there's a Tanai of Bias Kulchen, and being that Bezman Azay you don't have Bias Kulchen, so the Mele Truma is going to be the Rabbanon, which is in fact the Rambam Shita. Azay Freit Kasa Mishnah. That's the second Kasha. The third Kasha is the Avni Meluim's Kasha. There's many more Kashas, but just three. The Avni Meluim's Kasha is in Shailas Tshuva's Avni Meluim. That's at the end of the Avni Meluim. It's Tshuva Tez Zayin. We recently spoke out Tshuva Yud Zayin. That was the Shtikl Kinyan Kasvay, Kinyan Abal Yedei Kesef. That's Yud Zayin. This one is Tez Zayin. And it's Tshuva Tez Zayin. The Avni Meluim discusses the Shitas HaRambam. And Toich Dvarav, he asks a Merdiga Kasha. His Kasha is from the beginning of the Sugya. Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Adreigin is Koyin Shen Nasa Bas Yisrael Machila Betruma. And we had a Machilis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, what it means. Amir Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Machila Betruma, Tmein Machila Bechaza Veshoi. Machila Betruma, meaning she's allowed to eat Truma de Rabbana. Aber Tmein Machila Bechaza Veshoi, because that's a day raisa. It's because Reish Lakish holds that even Rabbi Yisrael Shimon hold that androgynous is only a Safik Zachar, so for Truma Drabbanan it's good, but for Chaz V'Shoik, which is the Raisa, it's not going to be good. Now, the Gemara had a Kasha that, what in the Lashon of Reish Lakish, and the Gemara came out that what Reish Lakish meant to say was like this, Machila B'Truma B'Zman Hazeh, or B'Vein Machila B'Truma B'Zman Chaz V'Shoik. Right, that was the Maskana of the Gemara. That even Reish Lakish holds Machila B'Truma only when there's no Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman Chaz V'Shoik, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, then you can eat Truma. Why can't you eat Truma when there's a Beis HaMikdash? Because when there's a Beis HaMikdash, then already you're going to have Truma Dei Raisa. And once it's Truma Dei Raisa, I'm not so comfortable with you eating even Truma Dei Rabban. But Zokta Avni Meluim, what do you see from this Gemara? That Bizman Chaz V'Shoik, that's Pashit, there's a Chi of Truma Dei Raisa. That's Rish Lakish's Lashon. Machila B'Truma now, Avol Bizman Chaz V'Shoik. No. What does it mean, Zman Chaz V'Shoik? When there was a Beis HaMikdash. Like the Rambam, just because there's a Beis HaMikdash, that in and of itself doesn't mean that there's going to be a Chiv Truma Dei Raisa. Because the Rambam Shita is that B'mei Ezra, there was no Chiv Truma Zumaisus Medei Raisa. So what's Zokti Gemara? His cash is on the Lashon of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is trying to say, there's enough community between now and the Zman of Chaz V'Shoik. What's the difference? In the Zman of Chaz V'Shoik, there's Truma Dei Raisa. Mechatesa. Mechatesa. Who said Bizman Chaz V'Shoik? Truma Dei Raisa. You have to make sure, number one, that there's a Beis HaMikdash, you already have the Kedusha, and number two, you also have to make sure that there's going to be Bias Kulchem. But that in and of itself, that it's Bizman Chaz V'Shoik, shouldn't mean anything. Regardless, these are the three kashas, three of the many kashas. We just spoke out these three because these are three based on Gemaras that we just learned in the last 2 days. Kashas that the Rishonim and the Achrayim all ask. Kashas that the Rishonim and the Achrayim all ask on the Shitas HaRambam. Just one interesting thing I saw in the Derech Amuna from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So this is on this Rambam here in Hilchos Trumas. So he brings in the Bir Halacha Chelek. So he brings that the Rambam in the Tshuva was asked already about his Shita. And the Rambam in the Tshuva wrote back that I have a raya to my Shita. His raya is, Kashen is bar lonu. With his whole shtickel tire. The Rambam that he said over here in the Yad Chazaka that you need Bias Kulchem. So Freit Reb Chaim, he says, it's one thing, everyone asks kashas on the Rambam from the Sugya and Mesechtes Yevamos, Perek Aro. We just spoke out three kashas. There's really more kashas. But everybody fires away on this Rambam. Okay, you'll answer this teretz, you'll answer that teretz. But here you have a Rambam going on the attack. He's going on the offensive. That he was questioned about his shita. Do you imagine what the questions might have been? And he says, no, what do you mean? I'm right. I'm the sugi ksubis, I'm the sugi nyubas. Now, the sugi ksubis, he means ksubis chafeh. It's pashit, says Reb Chaim. Of course, that's what he means. But what did he mean when he said, I have the sugi in yavamis? The sugi in yavamis was his raya? The Sugi Yavam is the biggest Rai in the world, not like him. Good, the Rambam obviously understood the Sugi Yavam. But how could the Rambam in the Tshuva go on the offensive and say, Ichabar Raiyaf and Ksubis and Yavamis? By the way, the Rambam didn't even give you the Mar Makayimis, right? So Ksubis and Yavamis. Aha, right, of course. Ksubis and Yavamis. But he didn't even tell you what it means. Now, Lchayim means a Sugi Naharo. So, if anything, it's Fakert. So, Reb Chaim says, Devali Nira, the Rambam didn't mean our Sugi. I don't think he meant our sugya. Says, I think he meant the Gemara in Yevamis Taf Kuf Yodalet. That's what Chaim Kanievsky said. So if you look up the Gemara, again, it's not for now. We're going to learn the Gemara together in a few weeks. But the Gemara over there was discussing someone who is the son of a chaver, meaning his father's a kohen. And he is someone that's nizer and eating things only that he's supposed to eat. But he has a zeda that's an Amma Aretz. And the question is he allowed to eat by him? He's not allowed to eat by him because he has to be worried. Truma, for example, maybe it's going to be Tomei. So the halacha is that in the event that he had Peres, he went to the Zayd, and the Zayd gave him something to eat. So the question is, could he eat it or not? Ein Zakuklo, you're allowed to let him eat it. And the Gemara is discussing this in the context of Leis Achilum, and the Gemara over there says that he's allowed to eat it. So Reb Chaim said, it's a shtickle Torah, Ayin Shom, that the Rambam, I believe, was bothered with this Gemara. How could you let him eat it? Must be because he held it was Truma Bizman Hazeh. And must be Truma Bizman Hazeh is Dira Bonon, and he has a whole bunch of other possibilities what Pshat that Gemara could be. He rules them all out, and he thinks, I don't think the Rambam meant Perika Aral. I think the Rambam meant the Sugi over there, and Mesach Tzivam is Daf Kuf Yadal. So the punchline for our raid bite was not Reb Chaim's Pshat, but just the fact that the Rambam said, my Raya is Ksubas and Yavamis, and if you know anything about the Sugi, Trumas Manazeh and Yavamis, of course it's Perika Aral. He says, I don't think he meant that. I think he meant a Diak Nifla in the Gemara Mesach Tzivam is Daf Kuf Yadal Ramadal.